Texte numéro 70. It's time to kill off cigarette industry. The cigarette industry should be destroyed for the benefit of public health, Professor Sir Chris Whitty, the government's chief medical advisor, has said. Sir Chris, who is also chief medical officer for England, warned that smokers faced an appalling death and said ministers are currently considering whether to bring in new policies to limit smoking. An independent review, which was published in June, recommended that the government enact measures to ensure England is smoke-free by 2030, which could include stronger taxation and limiting further where people can light up. However, the government has not yet said which recommendations it will follow. Speaking at a symposium on medical ethics held by the Faculty of Pharmaceutical Medicine, Sir Chris said, "Smoking is the biggest driver that we could easily deal with in the sense of the inequalities we see across the UK. It is an appalling way to die. It kills people in multiple ways. Everybody in this room would agree that getting smoking down to zero and destroying the cigarette industry should be an aim in public health." He added that it was important for the state to intervene in industries that were based on addiction. Where the current government has decided to go into these markets has not yet been decided, and that's going to be up to the ministers who are currently in post. In 2019, the government set an objective for England to be smoke-free by 2030, meaning only 5% of the population would smoke by then. However, according to the review published in June, without further action, England will miss the smoke-free 2030 target by at least 7 years, and the poorest areas will not meet it until 2044. The review's recommendations include raising the legal age of smoking each year until nobody can buy tobacco, and banning smoking in many public areas, such as outside of hospitals and in the majority of new social housing. At a backbench business debate of the government's smoke-free policy, a Tory MP said that making smoking obsolete was vital to the health of the entire population. He added, "It also helps deliver economic growth because smoking increases sickness, absenteeism and disability, and the total public finance cost of smoking is twice that of the excise taxes that tobacco brings into the exchequer. Many tens of thousands of people die prematurely each year from smoking, and 30 times as many as those who die are suffering from serious illnesses, which cost the NHS billions of pounds every year." He said he was deeply concerned that the government had still not published its new smoking plan after the review. Adapted from the Daily Telegraph, November 2022.